With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Coming up today, we've got must-hear music with Billboard's deputy editor digital, Joe Lynch. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You know, it's simple to do. You just click subscribe and you get all of our podcasts for free. It's simple. And plus, you could leave us a rating or review while you're at it, because we love ratings and reviews. And of course, if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. So today on Must Hear Music, Joe and the team will be chatting about new music from Miley Cyrus, Khalid, and Anna and the North. So stay tuned for that in just a moment. About Khalid, actually, interesting side note, sort of a chart perspective. He's had a really incredible year on our charts. His first album, American Teen, hit the top five of the Billboard 200 chart and has hung around at the top of the chart and the upper reaches of the chart for a very long time. And he had a really big hit single with Location, which reached the top 20 of the Billboard Hot 100. He's also had a number of other hits as well, but that is the song that has really kind of brought him to a new fan base and new exposure in the past year. Interesting thing that is not on his album. He did a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, which you can find on his social networks. He posted it back, I think, in August. It is great. It is so good, and I say this as a fan of Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, and I wonder, I'm just curious, I wonder if Fleetwood Mac or Stevie has actually heard the song. If anyone can get Stevie on the phone, feel free to do that and find out. Anyway, so with all that said, let's get into it on Must Hear Music.
Hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Tatiana Cirasano.
Hello.
And this is Tatiana's first podcast, not just on the Must Hear Music, but ever. So this is pretty exciting.
No pressure
time
at all.
Yeah, exactly. For those concerned, Jason Lipschitz is alive and well. He's just very busy.
Yeah, too busy for us.
Sends his regrets. Actually, yes. Yeah, his assistant came over and said, I'm sorry, he can't make it.
Yeah.
But anyways, we still got some podcasts. So this week we're going to talk about new Miley Cyrus, a new Khalid kind of demo type thing he released, Nora and Pure, Anne of the North, and then in the Lindsay indie realm, we've got Whitney and Muna.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into, I guess let's start with, I kind of want to start with this Khalid song. So it's called Perfect, and this is one of your picks, Tatiana. So can you talk about it a little bit and what it is and what you like about it?
Sure. So I'm a big fan of Khalid, like, full disclosure. But I really like this song. He released it on SoundCloud and just put Perfect Rough Draft in parentheses. And it is definitely a rough draft. Like, it's only like 2 minutes long. It's very short and you can tell that it's not like finished in the studio. But it kind of just goes with like his whole I think a lot of fans like him because of how authentic he is and how honest he is. And I just really like that. I think fans like the fact that he puts these things out on SoundCloud. Like, Saved was on SoundCloud originally, and then it ended up on his album later. And it's also almost like inviting fans to comment on it and, like, give him feedback, which I think is interesting. And the song itself is really good. I mean, it kind of shows, like, I think a darker side, or a side that we haven't really seen from Khalid, because American Teen was so, like, happy and bubbly. So the song is kind of about, like, not being perfect, contrary to its title. And I really liked it. I don't know if you guys had time to listen to it.
Yeah, I actually loved it for the reasons that you're saying, because it is less pop than what was on his debut. And even though that he put Rough Draft on this, I really hope that he doesn't mess around with it too much, just because I like his voice sounds amazing stripped down with, like, not a ton of pop production over it. The lyrics are great, and I think it works really well for him. So I think it would be kind of cool if his next album or project that he puts out is sort of in this vein of, like, this is a rough draft, but I didn't mess around with it too much.
No, and here's the thing, though. He said that this song actually is staying on SoundCloud, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Like, he doesn't want to take it anywhere else.
Okay.
So I don't know what to make of that, but it's, like, another interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
That would make me think it's not going to be on the album in this format.
Or it makes me think he's going to do, like, a SoundCloud-free EP.
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. Wow. You heard it here first.
Yeah, guys. Be on the lookout.
we talked about American Teen on the podcast before. I think we all loved it. I know you liked it.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like, I love him, and I agree with what you guys are saying. It's it's an awesome song, and it's really nice to hear. I mean, you know, he's so young. I think he's 19, and we've only heard one album from him yet. So to, like, it really, especially with this, to hear, like, that he can do a kind of, like, pretty polished, like, R&B pop album, and then, like, come out with this, which is really I mean, it's like, the vocals are soul, but, like, the music is veering into kind of a blues folk territory. It really makes it seem like, I hate to use a cliche, but I'm gonna do it. That the sky's the limit for this kid. It's impressive. Like, so he came out this great debut that had a cohesive sound, and now he's doing another sound, and it's also incredible. And I agree, I would be happy with an entire album like this. I feel like that probably won't happen, because he'll want to come up with something that, like, has chart potential, but... There could be, like you're saying, like a kind of like a bonus, you know, SoundCloud-only project or something. Yeah. Like, early stages versions of the next album. But it's, in conclusion, it's good.
It's really good.
It's a must hear, if you will.
I might. Well, let's listen to some of it. So it's Khalid Perfect parentheses Rough Draft. You can find it on a SoundCloud near you. Oh, hear me crying out for help in search of someone near me. And I see a growing boy whenever I look in the mirror. Show me pain is temporary and my vision's coming clear. I'm not used to working, no wishes never searching. I know I'll never be perfect. All right, that was Khalid's Perfect. Let's do a Lindsay pick. So... Lindsay, Muna, In My Way. You've talked about Muna on this podcast before.
I have, but I had to talk about them again.
And why did you have to?
Well, this song, let me tell you. I really love the message behind it. But aside from that, like, the song also is great and speaks for itself. But so it premiered on Noisy, and there's this huge article basically about how the song is all about, like, modern-day hookup culture and how people are really afraid to label things. And then now the vocalist, Katie Gavin, is sort of saying, like, I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I kind of like being in your way. And then, all three of them were talking about how, as they were working on this song, they realized, like, this actually applies to friendships, too. And, like, you could have, like, you know, you could love your best friend, and you could also feel like you're in their way sometimes. So I just think, like, I love when people go really, like, deep in on the lyrics and explain what they mean, and that, like, it's something people can connect with. And that's definitely what I think this is. There's also, like, a crazy piercing guitar solo around, like, the 2:15 mark that I really like. I just think they're, like, an incredibly strong female pop rock band, and I'm happy that they're putting out new music so soon after their album. So, what did you guys think about it?
Well, I really liked it too. And I think that Muna has a really good way of like taking subjects that aren't that happy and making mm-hmm. these like happy, uplifting pop songs about them. Like they did that with I Know a Place and what was the other one?
Crying on the Bathroom Floor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, their whole album.
They're all subjects that like aren't necessarily happy, but the songs kind of like take that and make this danceable thing out of it. And the song is kind of similar to that, so I really liked it.
Yeah.
Crying on the Bathroom Floor. Wait, did they read my diary?
Yes. Because... yeah. You actually listed as a writer on that song.
Oh, good.
In the liner notes. Well,
I'm excited for that royalty check.
No, what I'm not going to pay you.
30 cents these days? Yeah, I mean, we've talked about them before.
Yeah.
I think last time we talked about them, I was in the category, maybe I was just having a grumpy week, but I
probably.
Was I was saying that I liked it, but I was like, oh, but they sound like a lot of other stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, they really are
that.
A strong band. I think, yeah, I mean, they're like, they've got more. I mean, I still, what I was saying earlier is sort of true. It's like, we know things like this, we've heard things like this for the past 20 odd years, but like, they're much, like, musically as a band and song construction wise, they are a lot stronger than pretty much anyone else doing this kind of thing right now.
I think so too. I mean, Katie was also like, she's playing around with her voice a little bit more on this. If you are a fan as I am, you can just tell she's, you know, getting a little bit more experimental with it. And if they keep doing things like that, I think then they'll start standing out more from mm-hmm. the pack.
Yeah, and I think it helps. I mean, I still haven't seen them live, but everyone I've heard who has seen them in concert says it's just like even better than the
so
album.
Good. Yeah.
And they do always go like deep into their lyrics, like you said, which I think is cool.
Yeah, and I'm huge on that. So I think that's why I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, so the song is about like not getting in the way of like friend, or wait, what is it about?
Did you even listen to me?
I was listening and then I stopped listening.
It's like kind of the opposite. It's basically about being like it's not about- afraid to be in the way of like speaking up in a relationship, whether it be like with someone you're seeing or with like your best friend, even just like sort of taking that stance and like declaring like I'm not afraid to say it, like
right.
I kind of
like
being
in
your way.
You're not paying attention to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, you're familiar.
Yeah, I've met those.
I need attention.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. That's interesting. Do you feel like we need to do that to Jason to get him on this podcast?
Totally. I think we should just like start playing that every day for him in the background mm-hmm. and then just like sort of being a chorus around it, you know?
Yeah, he'll get the message eventually.
Yeah, one day.
One day. All right, well, let's listen to it. It's Muna In My Way is the song. All right, that was new Muna. Next up, let's do, I guess we do one of my picks now. So let's talk about, this is not too dissimilar, I mean, in my mind, to Muna, even though it is similar, or it is, never mind, let me just start that one over.
No, you're not.
I want to talk about Anne of the North, the song is called Always. This kind of reminds me of Muna, even though it really doesn't sound like it.
But I can understand
something
that,
emotionally
yeah, I can get that too.
Reminds me of, like, like her, the emotional palette she's talking about reminds me very much.
Mm-hmm. I like that word choice.
I know.
Emotional palette.
I know. Someone should slap me for saying that. But yeah, anyways, it's a good, it's pretentious, but it's good.
No, but I get, saying. Like, I understand. It's like the perfect, yeah.
Right. But anyways, so Anne of the North, it's a duo. It's a guy and a girl, and I think her name actually is Anna, and she's from Norway, Oslo, and that's why she has that interesting pronunciation of, well, at least I think, I could be making this, but like, she says background, like, backrowind, and I'm like, what? Like, why would you, it sounds like when a kid is, like,
pronouncing
words.
Could be false
words.
Information.
Anyways.
Maybe she just has a speech impediment, we don't know.
Yeah, ouch. But no, she has an album, and I think it's titled Lovers, yes it is, it's great. I'm a fan of it. We did a great interview with her on .com recently. I just like she has this kind of like, not exactly fragile, but a very like gossamer voice. And mm-hmm. this kind of this sort of ambient synth pop that kind of like with Muna, like a lot of people have done and are doing. I think there's just a little bit more, I guess, emotional heft or something behind this album. A lot of the lyrics, especially on this song and other ones, revolve around pretty tried and true theme of, like, I like a guy, and he doesn't like me back, and there might even be another girl in his life, but she doesn't get him. She only likes him for his money, or she doesn't really understand him. It's kind of like the, like, indie version of You Belong With Me. But that being said, like, that's a good theme. People like that theme. I like it because I think it's very beautiful and very kind of relaxing and enjoyable to listen to. But what did you guys think of this song / artist?
It kind of reminded me of the trio Wet. A lot of the lyrical content. True. Like, all of their songs are basically about the little novel that you just said, you know, about, like,
yeah.
I like a boy and I don't know how he feels. So it reminded me a lot of that. But I really like it's, like, gentle electropop, you know? It's not, like, it's not too in your face. It's not too high energy. It's, like, very easy listening. So I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on that, like, while I was listening to it, the first thing I thought was this could go so many different ways. Like, I could see it being, like, a dance remix type thing. Mm-hmm. I could see someone playing an acoustic version. Like, I could see it going, like, it's a very versatile song, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And her voice is really pretty, like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I liked it, yeah.
Yay. Everyone's
on
board.
No complaints here.
All right, cool. Well, let's listen to it. Anne of the North, song's called Always from the album Lovers. Watching you hold her, watching you hold her. And I'm always in the background. I'm tired of being in love. I'm tired of being in love. I'm tired of being in love. I'm tired of being in love.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. That was Anne of the North. Next up, we've got probably the biggest name pop star in this podcast. So we've got Miley Cyrus.
There we go.
You know, no offense to Anne of the North, but Miley's a little bit higher up there. The song's called Week Without You. That's spelled W-E-E-K, but I'm sure that's a little play on words from Ms. Cyrus. This is your pick, Tatiana, so
yeah.
Do you want to chat about it?
Yeah, so I know this was my pick, but I kind of have mixed feelings about the song. I thought it was interesting because, like, it's definitely the most country-leaning song she's done yet off the new album, off Younger Now. So I just wanted to see, like, how you guys feel about that, like, Miley's return to country. And the song itself, I mean, it's definitely very catchy, and I could see it doing really well live. It would be, like, a fun song to sing along to. And it is sort of, like, an original take on, like, a breakup song. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really catchy and fun, though I don't know if it has any, like, staying power. Like, will I listen to this in a year? Probably not. But for now, it's a fun song. So, yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys think about it.
I think the year is a good question. I feel like it might, like, be kind of just one of those album tracks where, like, presumably if the whole album is really good, the Younger Now album, like, you'll listen to it just because it's the next song,
right.
Not so much, like, it out specifically. But I did like it a lot. I love the lyrics. The lyric, if I spent the week without you, I'd probably have so much fun.
Yeah.
Because the way it's set up is, like, if I spent the week without you, you're expecting sort of some, like, lovelorn sentiment. And then she's just like, I would probably enjoy myself a lot more. And I think that's great. And I think it's also, like a relatable sentiment. Like, because, you know, everyone, even in a good relationship, like, you go through that feeling where you're just, like, I'm sick of this person, or like, I would rather, you know, be alone or just do something different. And like, but it's not romantic and it's not like a fun thing to talk about. So it's, right. You don't hear that in songs as much.
Totally.
So I appreciate her like giving some voice to that. Musically, I like it. It's kind of got that like sunny, inviting sound. There's a little like, to me, yeah, it's like maybe like a shuffling like 50s country type thing.
Yeah.
Like not really rockabilly, but definitely kind of like a more low key, like, mm-hmm. country shuffle. I'm into it. I like it, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, my socks are still on. They've not been knocked off. Yeah. But it's good. I don't know. What did you think, Lindsay?
I think it's okay. I was kind of surprised that she would choose to release it as the third song off the album, just because that draws more attention to it in terms of, like, it would be fine for me if I was listening to the album and just heard this in the mix. But because now it's, like, extra spotlighted, I think I'm judging it a little bit more harshly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that being said, it is really different from the two she's put out. So in terms of showcasing, like, hey, like, the album has multiple sounds, that kind of makes sense. But I think it's funny that she's talking about, like, a week without you. And it's like, Miley, you had a year or two without anyone. Like, you were doing whatever you wanted for a long time. So I think that's kind of funny for her to be, like, fantasizing about a week without a significant other, and it's like, you did that though. Like, you had plenty
maybe
of time.
She wants it again.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought she was done with that.
I don't know. Can't be tamed.
TBD.
Yeah. This actually reminds me, not to go off on a diversion, but on the Kesha album, there's that song Hunt You Down, mm-hmm. the one that's like the only country song on the album, or the only like very country song. It was so good. Anyways, I love that
just
one.
A shout out to Kesha there.
Shout out to Kesh. But I wonder if this will be like that, or if the full Miley album will, like, be...
I don't know.
I feel like it's going to be more, like, singer-songwritery than country.
Yeah, me too. Which I want.
I do want that, yeah.
And, I mean, based on the view that she's released, it could go so many different ways at this point. So, we'll have to find out.
We will. I'm excited, though. I mean, I like her. Yeah, I think she's got a great voice. Very talented, so... all right, Miley Cyrus, Week Without You is the song, and let's listen to it. That you put me through. All right, that was New Miley. Now let's see one of my picks. So there's someone that on Twitter, Jake, tweets at me and says we need to do more dance music.
Okay.
So I'm putting in a dance song, and this is not one of the artists he requested, admittedly.
Wow.
Sorry, Jake. But Nora N. Pure, it's the Swiss DJ who's been around maybe 3-4 years. And the song I picked was Fever. It's new-ish. I think it's maybe a week or so old. It's just, I don't know, like, it's the kind of, it's, like, funky, but it's got kind of, like, a deep house sort of background. It's got that, like, insistent beat, but the drums are, like, real, or at least they're sampled from a real drum that a human played at some point. And I'm totally fine with, like, synthetic drums, or, you know, whatever. Nothing against that, but it is kind of nice when you hear...
You have, like, some live element.
Yeah, like, a bit of a live element,
totally.
Like, a disco, like, Four on the Floor. So, yeah, I honestly don't know much about her, though. I just know she's a Swiss DJ, and she makes music, and I feel like I've never, like, read an interview with her. Maybe we should do an interview with her. I don't know.
Maybe.
But the song is called Fever. It's just, like, a good, like, kind of, like, insistent... Like, I feel like it's good for dance floor. It's good for, like, running. But what did you guys... I haven't cried to it.
Good for crying.
We'll figure that one out.
Let us know.
Good, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
what do you guys think of it?
I mean, I don't have too much to add. My favorite part was there was, like, tin pan drums at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were talking about, or were you talking about... Maybe you're talking about something.
I was talking about the other drums, but I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, that was my favorite part, just because I love that sound, and it sort of fit in with the vibe, but also, like, music like this is really easy to just listen to and kind of, like, lose track of how long you've been listening to
it.
But that sort of caught my attention and was like, oh, wow, like, this is something a little bit different. So I appreciated that part.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm always for, like, promoting female dance artists because there's not that many. So, or not not that there's not that many. There's not that many being promoted. So I was into it. Not only for that, though, it's a really cool song. I like
it
a lot.
Yeah, it's good. And you're right. Yeah, there are, like, a lot of female DJs, but it just, for whatever reason.
They seem to catch.
I mean, there are many reasons, so. I'm sure, that we can get into. But yeah, so
save
Nora
that for another
and Pure,
podcast.
Yeah, song is called Fever. Let's listen to it right now. I got this fever for your love. All right, next and last, we've got a Lindsay pick. The band is Whitney. Nothing to do with Houston. Sorry. She's not, there's not one of those weird posthumous albums coming out. So Whitney, You and Me, I'm pretty sure we've talked about them in this podcast, but I actually don't think it was you. I think it was pre-Lindsay.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm guessing Jason maybe brought it in. I don't fully remember, but, but yeah, do you want to talk about it?
I would love to. Glad we saved the best for last, obviously. So Whitney is putting out an album in November of all demos that didn't make it onto their debut, which is one of my favorite albums of the year, or whenever it came out. It might have been last year. But this is like the first track that they've released off of the demo album. And I think it's interesting for me to always see, like, when you hear these unreleased demos, like, well, why didn't it make it on the album? And then sort of guess. And this isn't a case where, like, it just wasn't good enough. It just doesn't really fit in with the rest of the like cohesive vibe that they had on Light Upon the Lake, which was their debut. It's just a little bit more up tempo. Like, there's a really fun guitar riff that's pretty repetitive throughout, and then I like that it's like bookended by 30 seconds of instrumentals, like at the beginning and end. It doesn't open or close with vocals, which I thought was interesting for them. But yeah, are you guys Whitney fans?
Huge Whitney fan.
All right, glad to hear that.
But I love the part where like a minute in, the very soft acoustic guitar comes in, and it's really unexpected, which I really liked, because I think Whitney is one of those bands, and I'm a huge fan, but I think that people could say, like, oh, a lot of their songs sound the same.
Yeah.
But that part was really unexpected and really pretty. I liked it a lot.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like those kind of, like, unexpected moments.
Mm-hmm. It was very sudden.
Yeah.
But it worked.
They, like, keep your interest when it can sometimes, like, wander. I really like this. I mean, I like them, but I agree with you. Like, I feel like this is, like, one of the best Whitney songs I've heard. It's, like,
interesting, yeah.
I just, like, it's, I don't know, it's, like, got that jangly, like, bedroom pop rock thing going. Like, very, I mean, I guess it is unpolished, but it's, like, it's a full, like, composition. It's not, like, a sketch of a song. It's just, like, very, like, we're gonna, like, set it up and record it, and then that is what it is. And I kind of, yeah, I mean, that was really in vogue maybe 15, 13 years ago, and it's not so much anymore, so maybe that's why they didn't put it on the album, but I love how it sounds.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, his voice here is kind of doing this, like, vaguely country, but more like 70s hippie version of country type thing.
Yeah, he has an interesting voice.
I'm into.
Super it's, interesting.
Yeah, it's good. So You and Me, Whitney. I really like it. It's like, now I guess I wasn't excited for this album.
Wow, we got ourselves a new Whitney fan.
And now I'm like, all right, I guess I have to listen to this demos album. That
I guess you'll have to.
Otherwise not paid attention to.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That is, introducing people, myself included,
yeah,
to must-hear music.
Indeed.
But yeah, all right, well, let's listen to it. So Whitney, You and Me. All right, that was New Whitney, and yeah, that's all we had. So, Tatiana, how do you feel about your... Well, thank you, first off, great job.
You are so, so welcome.
How do you feel about your first podcast?
Pretty good. Hopefully I don't listen to this later and hate the sound of my voice, but,
my advice would just be not to listen to
That's actually honestly. Very good advice.
I think you seem like a natural, so I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah.
That was a hair flip for those at home who
can't
see.
Yeah. That was a hair flip.
Is there anything coming? I mean, there are things coming up. We've got
music always tends to come out, you know.
It does. Oftentimes it gets released, and people listen to it and things happen and they like it or they don't.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It happens.
I'm trying to think of what's coming out.
There's a new Pink album. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure there's something else I'm excited about. I don't know.
I guess tune in next week.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens next week. But anyways, thank you for listening. If you have recommendations...
Joe won't use them.
I will... I sort of use it. Use the general idea of
maybe just like nudge him in the direction of something and then he'll take
it
from
Galantis there. Was suggested.
I see.
I listened to the album and I like it. I don't love it, I would say.
That's fair.
But it's just, I mean, I do think Galantis is great. It's just not my cup of tea, personally. Something about the vocals they use. I don't know. It's just not.
I agree. I totally agree.
Anyways. all right. Thank you for listening and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.